Welcome to Lead for Clarity, where we help you, your team, and your organization focus on what matters to get to your next level. My name is Shondell Sutherland, and I am here with my very faithful and lovely co-host, Melanie Montgomery. Melanie, we are in high mode excitement about our upcoming webinar. We just can't wait. So we're going to talk about what we're going to be talking about. So why don't you tell everyone what we're talking about?
Today, we're going to spend some time digging into why don't we delegate? What are the barriers? What are those things out there that really get in our way? So we know, hey, this is what we want to overcome, and this is how we're going to take that next step. And our upcoming webinar is on March 28th. We hope you all can join us.
Oh boy, I feel like a guest speaker on this subject because I think I'm an expert at it. And I have to say, not only do I need this talk, but this is something I nag all my clients on, Melanie. I mean, nag, 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 nag. And I know I'm not supposed to give advice as a coach, but man, this is almost every single person I've ever coached. It has an issue somewhere in those five phases of delegation and the 12 steps of accountability. I am telling you, to empower action is a chore.
There's this amazing article that everyone should read. It really changed my viewpoint on delegation. It's called Who's Got the Monkey? It's been published in Harvard Business Review several times. It's an amazing read, but really it starts to look at what are we taking on that's not ours to take on? So if we have someone that comes to us with an issue, we should be helping them through the issue, not taking it on ourselves. And so often we say, oh, I'll do the next thing. Now it's on my plate versus really making sure that we're helping, but it stays on your plate. We're not going to take it over. When we're not delegating, we are taking on everything. For me, one of the biggest reasons I didn't like to delegate was because I could be a big people pleaser sometimes. And I don't want to push back and say, actually, I'm not taking that. You need to continue, and here's your next step. I wanted to be the person that was like, oh yeah, I'll help you. I'll be there for you. I'll support you. And I was taking those things on instead of realizing that me doing that isn't the best kind of support because I'm not actually teaching them. I'm just doing it myself now.
I think a reason that I see my clients struggling is one, they don't have time. I mean, we know all that. That's a given. Time, 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 time. But the second thing is, I don't think they have the trust. And when we don't have trust in someone, and we talked about this last week, but when talking about why we don't delegate, a lot of it is trust. And you know what, Melanie? I think a little bit is we don't trust ourselves. As a leader, I don't trust myself, one, to explain it very well because my brain is going 1,000 miles an hour. Number two, I don't trust them that they're even going to stick around long enough to learn it. Or three, they're going to somehow not get it. They're going to make me look bad. I mean, I've got all sorts of bad drama in my own head of why I don't want to delegate. And I love to be called out on it. So I bring it out, even right now, confessing it on our podcast, bringing it out so that I can get through it and start through these stages. And I love our stages that we help people really delegate.
Yeah, definitely. And sometimes we go to that worst case scenario in our heads and we have to talk it out with somebody to say, here's what I think is going to happen. And is this crazy scenario that really probably is never, ever going to happen? And then we just have to take the step and do it and then realize that, hey, it's actually not that bad. Or if it is something like this person doesn't stick around past 6 months a year, whatever that looks like, we can feel good about the fact that we helped equip them with things that they need for their future.
So what I hear you saying is less selfish.
Yeah,
You're
a
right.
nicer way of saying that.
You're right, because it is a little bit about my time, what I'm going to get out of it, and all those. And yet, man, it is so rewarding when you send people on to their next adventure. So one of the processes of delegation is we really take people into, hey, why don't you help me do this? You know, and then why don't I help you do this? And then you do it. And then there's like two stages in between. What I see people do is go for, I'm doing it all. Here it is. You do it. The next stage is we get mad at you because you didn't do it right or the way we wanted. And so stage four is we take it back, and five, we're mad and tired and irritable. I mean, that's the negative part of the, and it happens. It just happens.
Yeah, absolutely. I have more than one story of this happening to me as a manager and getting so frustrated with this team member who I absolutely loved and adored. She was amazing. And I'm just like, why can't you just do what I'm asking you? It's not that hard. And I really had to take a hard look at it after I was frustrated to say, you know what, Melanie, like you didn't teach her. You didn't show her what you wanted. You didn't really make sure that she knew what she was doing. You just gave her this task and then expected her to do it exactly how you wanted without any explanation or details or anything. And that was a moment where I was like, okay, yes, you really need to invest more time because this isn't working.
So on top of selfishness, I think there's some pride there too. So the pride is, well, I can do it on the first time. Someone shows me the first time. I actually don't want them hovering over me. I want them just to give it to me and be gone. So I want to be treated that way, even though I probably need you to come back and correct me anyway, because I'm not going to get it in one time. But that pride, I think, gets in the way of us doing a good job of delegating because I only need to be told once. Why can't you get it on the first time? I mean, I hate to say it, but I probably suffer from that.
Yeah, definitely, especially things that we're naturally really good at. I know we talked about this in a podcast a while ago, but
Yes, this
something
summer. I
that,
remember, I can feel it coming back now. It's going to be the
yes.
Excel sheet, isn't it, Melanie? I can feel it
Yes,
coming.
yes. So something I'm really good at isn't necessarily something you're really good at, and we have to look at it through that lens because this might be hard for somebody, even though it's so easy for us.
Okay, we have to share because I'm about to burst giggling out. This summer, we did a podcast and I was complaining because my husband and I just bought a bowling alley. And I just want people to be friendly. Like, I was born friendly, I came out of the womb friendly. And I don't see why it's hard to just smile and say, hey, how's it going? Welcome. And I would get so mad at people that I said to be friendly. Like, listen to my tone, like, what is wrong with you? And then you so put me in my place so beautifully when you said, well, it's somewhat like Excel sheets. And I remember because you do all our Excel sheets for our company. And I don't know how many times you have shown me, and I have had to have you show me again. And I'm still not good at it. Like, I'll never probably be good at it, but you're so patient with me in helping me do it. And so every time now I think about how come you guys just can't be friendly? I hear myself, why can't you just do an Excel sheet perfectly? I'm like, oh, okay. Keep
Yeah,
going.
it's that compassion for others and compassion for ourselves too when we have a hard time explaining or doing something. Earlier you made a comment that we might think that we're not going to do it well or do it right. And that's when we have to look at it as a trial and error process for us too. If it's okay to make mistakes and it's okay not to be perfect, and we'll just keep going and keep trying and keep working together.
Yeah, I think you've helped me because you did my job before I got it in your previous life. And so you really helped me realize, like, well, do you have a script for that? I'm like, no. And so even those kind of things, like, I realize, okay, this is not my gifting. That is another thing we need to delegate. So another reason we don't delegate is I think we feel like, well, I really need to work on that. Like, I need to do that. I need to be good at that. And really, it's okay that we are not good at everything. And so I would say another reason people do not delegate is, this is building on the pride, is that they don't embrace their humanity, that they just don't get all the gifts. And this is why I love our Clarity Report and those Science of Self classes that we have. One's coming up, by the way. When is that class
March
coming up?
27th.
Yeah, so we got these things bam, bam in a row. Like we are going to equip people. And anyway, my point is, we do not get to be everything. And that is why we want to know our teammates' motivations. We want to know their communication styles so we can partner with people that are not like us in order to do it. So then we know when we train people that are not like us to take over a task, we need to do it their way. Not our way.
Yep, absolutely. And just to add to that too, of knowing styles is so important because I feel like one thing that got in the way of me delegating and empowering others was sometimes just my lack of energy to be around people. I'm very introverted, and some days I would just be so exhausted and I had no patience to sit there and go through something. And so knowing that, I just have to be really intentional about setting aside time, making sure I have the energy to do that instead of getting to the end of the day and be like, I can't do this.
That's a good point, right? Because we have to know in delegation, you need to be at your best, patient-wise, explaining things. That's another reason I just really believe that delegation doesn't work is that we are not ready as the delegator to really invest in our delegatee. I think that said that right.
I have
Anyway,
no idea.
we got to make sure that we are in a space. And then here's what happens. We hire people when we're over, when we're overwhelmed. And so we got to figure out how do we get rested? How do we be in a good space to be patient enough to walk someone through these steps? Because I don't do well when I'm stressed out and then trying to take someone through these steps. Heck no.
Yeah, definitely. We have to make sure that our patience is there, that we're in a good headspace, that we're aware of our emotions, and making sure that we're doing these things in a clear state. A lot of my stories that I referenced earlier about not being a good delegator had to do with the fact that I was stressed out and I was so frustrated in that moment that I couldn't see the fact that I was the one with the problem. I was the one that wasn't doing things right. And so we have to be in that clear state, absolutely.
And that's why I love the our process on the five stages because it doesn't have you go, okay, you need to get all of this right now. See ya. It is definitely a way, hey, all you have to do is watch me. Like, just hang out with me, follow me around. Is the first step. And really, there's no pressure in that, but people learn a lot for when we get to the next step. And as we do and we keep going and we give them more and more responsibility, they actually feel that empowered. And that is why I love that you call it steps to empowering action, because that's what we want. Delegation is so incredibly essential in career pathing and doing all these things that everyone longs for. Everyone longs for more responsibility. I remember, Melanie, when you came on and you just came on in such a beautiful way. I didn't really know you that well. But I remember giving you some responsibility and we talked about it. And then you later came back and said how much that meant to you. And I'm like, really? Because all I know is that you were really good at that and took it out. And hey, if that makes you feel great, wonderful. But I'm the thankful one. I remember that, but it really impacted me of like, oh, okay, this is what everyone says. Like when you delegate power, when you give responsibility, it empowers another person. Maybe you can share more on that experience. But I remember I was like, well, wait a minute. I'm the thankful one.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like when someone delegates something to us, especially when it's something meaningful or something that has an impact on, the organization, the team, whatever it is, it makes me feel really valued and trusted. Like this person believes in me. They think I have the ability to do this, but also that I'm really contributing to the team as a whole. And it really just makes me feel like I'm part of this, I'm helping, I'm moving forward, and I'm just valued and cared for. And I think that when we do those things and we delegate and we empower, people feel valued. They feel like they're making a difference, that they're able to contribute to the team's success.
That's great. I think the other reason that we don't delegate it, just keeping with the theme is I don't think that we really think about others. That they actually want opportunity. I think we become absorbed with our own agenda and our own self, and we don't even think that other people would want to do that task. In that same vein, maybe on the opposite side of that same story is people who I can't believe you would actually want to do that. Like when you did the Excel sheets, I'm like, you want to do that? Like I feel like I should do it because it's the crappy job. Like, oh, that's the terrible job. You don't want to do that. Oh, no, I love that. I'm like, really? So that's another thing is we feel like a lot of times we have to do it in order to be part of the team and show everyone that we would do anything when really they want us not to be there.
Yeah, exactly. I think one thing that I hear pretty consistently from leaders is that they feel like they tried delegating, they asked them to do it, they didn't, and now what do I do? And delegation, again, really is a process. It's not, I'm going to ask you once, and if you don't do it, now I'm going to say, well, I guess that didn't work out. Or maybe I remind you a second time. We have to really continuously talk it through and continuously be talking about these topics. They have to be on our agendas. They have to be on our one-on-ones where we're consistently bringing them to the surface, because a lot of times we tell someone once, and in our mind, we did everything we could to make sure that they did their job. But in reality, we have to over communicate and really make sure that they know what that expectation is, you know, what the deadline is. If they don't do it, we're reminding them, we're coaching them, we're uplifting them. But we don't just say it once and then, well, I don't want to be a nag. I don't want to be frustrating. We have to keep reinforcing that. And I think in that same breath, this process really helps build relationships. Because a lot of times, if I'm not going to ask you another time, it's because maybe we don't have that trust, and maybe I don't know how you're going to perceive that. But if we have a good relationship, and maybe I think you just forgot something or whatever, I might just circle back and be like, hey, I know you have a lot on your plate. What's going on with this? So it really helps us build that openness where we have that level of trust where we can check in on things, even if we've already checked in on them once, twice, three times, just to follow up and make sure we're both on the same page.
I love the way you said that. Yes. So another reason we don't delegate is because we tried it before and it didn't work.
Yes. That's very well said, yeah.
So I think another reason that people do not delegate is they, I mean, we know they don't know how, but also they don't have systems in place. And when you don't have systems where you actually know the next step you're taking, and I'm piggybacking on what you said, Melanie, about having the one-on-ones and those different pieces. But like, I love our system because we actually have the delegatee who we're delegating to own part of the process. And that's one of those powerful things is like, if not, it's all on us versus we're teaching how to have a mutual respectful relationship. And I really love that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Shondell. And just to elaborate a little bit more on the systems, is that sometimes that also looks like standard operating procedures. And when I first started training people in Shondell Group, I was like, oh, we don't actually have this written down yet. So that was a good opportunity to write all these steps out so that next time it's easier. So making sure that we have those pieces so that the team knows exactly what to refer to when they're lost or they don't know what they're doing, because we know what we're doing. We have it in our minds. We could do it easily, but it's not written down anywhere. And so that doesn't really help the next person.
Oh, that's so good. SOPs. All right. So I want to land the plane because we can come up with 1,000 more reasons that people don't delegate, but we are going to help people to delegate on March 28th. And we've already got really some cool people that are going to be in that class. I can't wait. So we're inviting you listeners to join us, and we're going to give you a lot of practical tips that you'll be able to walk out and start doing it. So, what's the one thing, Melanie, that you want people to walk away with, and all that we talked about?
I hope that everyone really looks inward and digs deep today after listening to all of these reasons why, and come up with your reasons why, and then realize that that's just an excuse that we're telling ourselves, and how do we take that next step? You know, the biggest thing to overcoming these mindsets is to decide, this is not what I want to think. This is an excuse, and I'm going to take that step to make my reality something different.
Ooh, I love it. And I would build on that and just that I want people to realize that you can actually do it. You can delegate, but you're going to have a growth mindset to do it. And that is going to take some work. I also want people to feel normal that they don't do it and also they need to, all in the same moment. So with that, we will land this plane on the ground by having people go. Now, Melanie, where can they go sign up for this class?
They can go to our social media account or also the show notes.
All right. So we hope that you will sign up. And Melanie, one more thing. I need you to put the monkey article in the show notes. All right. We look forward to hearing your questions, what you want us to be talking about, any delegation questions you have. And until then, we always say, be the best you can be today.
Bye-bye.